Steve, thanks very much. Hi, everybody. It's us. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. We're at 312-981-7200. Don't forget, later on in the second half at 2:05, because of our love for all things Gene Wilder and because we miss him tremendously, Denise Nickerson, who played Violet Beauregard in Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, will be on with us at 2:05. I can't wait.
Well, of course, because that movie was based loosely on your life.
It
Not
is.
Even that loosely.
Not loosely at all. They just followed me around with a camera and an Oompa Loompa. Look who's in studio. Our favorite Oompa Loompa, Dane Neal, joins us right now from Excess Appetite. Hello, Dane.
Yes, Oompa Loompa. So we start with the... but, you know, there was, I think, a food element in the Oompa. Didn't she turn into a blueberry or something
she
like
sure
that?
She sure did.
Yeah. Yeah.
A cautionary tale.
And there you have it, right? It's all about education,
I
knowing what
blueberries.
To do.
If you turned into a blueberry, would you eat yourself then?
Oh, that's the age-old
question.
Something
to ponder.
Yes.
Well, you think you have a couple arms, a couple legs, you could do, and you see people working and adjusting well with just one of any one of those things.
Right.
You'd have to sample a little bit, maybe in hard times.
So true, Dane. So true.
Dane Neal's segment today, sponsored by Resurrection University, by the way.
Dane, you have brought, as you frequently do, you have brought a guest with you. Please explain. Explain yourself. You just can't bring strangers in the studio. It's not safe.
Well, here's the thing. Oftentimes, we'll share great and amazing food that happens in Chicago, or amazing events, or worthwhile causes, and all of those things. And this particular one is one that's kind of near and dear to me, and also is really one of the most unique and kind of exciting takes on the whole chef community and kind of blending it into either the fundraising or the community support side of things. So the organization itself is called Pilot Light. Paul Kahn, Jason Hamill, Matthias Merges, Ryan Pulley, those guys got together as chefs. And as we know and as we talk about on a regular basis, you know, the community here on the chef side is really supportive. So they're always doing fundraisers or events or helping great causes and a lot of times schools and kids. The difference with this one is it actually takes the chef and puts them in the classroom, kind of in that same, kind of the same vein as, you know, you have the fireman in or you have the police officer in. And Wendy's always talking, and I agree. And we all know that chefs are kind of the new rock stars, right?
Sure.
But you can't have, like, bring your rock star to school day, right? There just aren't maybe that.
That would be a well-attended day, by the way.
Yeah, no kidding.
And as big a stars as some chefs are, they are still kind of, in any community, they're kind of that everyday person that you could run into, bump into, see on a regular basis and kind of experience them. And it's probably better, in general, to experience the your chef rather than your local fireman or your local police, in most contexts, right?
Sometimes, yeah.
So these chefs got together and they created a program and a curriculum to actually get into the classroom, but then not only just, like, teach kids to cook, which you see people do, or even just kind of meet and greet. They're actually building into the curriculum, taking the food side, weaving it into the math, the science, the other courses, working with the teachers to create curriculum.
Yeah. That's how you learn when it's something fun like that.
It's exciting stuff. Plus being there as like, hey, this they've got this platform with kind of just the general celebrity of being, whether you're a celebrity chef or not, just being a chef. In studio, we have executive director Alex DeSorbo Quinn, and she has been involved for a few years now and is kind of bringing the program from just, you know, an idea to where it's doing some great things around Chicago.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for being here.
Hi.
Appreciate it. What is Dane leaving anything out? He usually does a pretty good job of explaining.
Yeah, he's doing a great job.
Yeah, nailed it. Well done, Dane.
Well, no, but talk a little bit about how it works, because that's the cool thing. It's one thing to have somebody come into the classroom, hey, look, everybody, it's so-and-so. But it's, I mean, it's an undertaking to kind of build some real education into those visits.
Yeah, like Dane was saying, it's more than just having these special events where a chef comes in and is cooking for the students. Pilot Light's really about building food education, so teaching kids where their food's coming from, how it gets to their table, and the impact that it's having on their lives and their communities, and weaving it into that existing curriculum. And what we've learned over time is that the way to do that is really to develop these deep partnerships with teachers, because teachers know their students, they know what they're learning at any given time, they know what their goals are for their students, they know about the communities that their students are living in. And here in Chicago, we have such different communities, especially
diverse
with food. We partner with them. We have chefs working with them. And the teachers bring food education into their classroom by teaching what they'd already be teaching the students. So maybe it's a lesson on poetry, and they're teaching it through food. And the great thing is that students are learning about food and its relevance to their lives. But at the
same time, pizza. I would make a pizza poem.
We've had some of those.
But isn't this important, too, for kids to realize have an appreciation for food, so maybe they'll eat healthier?
Yeah, exactly. But at the same time, for the teachers, putting food in front of kids and bringing it into the classroom, the kids are going to pay attention.
Big time.
I pay attention.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So how much of the goal is to say to kids, here's a career option. I'm sure you've already thought about it. But look, here's an actual chef to show you what a great job this is. And how much of it is other than that?
That's definitely one of the things we've seen. We've seen kids coming out of Pilot Light. Maybe they've never seen a chef before. They definitely have questions for the chefs. I think when they hear how many hours the chefs work each day, they're a little scared off sometimes. That's definitely one of the goals. But at the same time, getting them to come away and really think about the food on their plates and wherever they are, kind of ask questions. Maybe they're at a 7-Eleven or they're in the lunchroom or at home, and really say, you know, what questions should I be asking about this food, and giving them the confidence to ask those questions.
And what grades are we talking here? Is this high school, junior high, elementary, or all?
Well, we've worked over the years with K through 12, but we're really focused on grades 3 through 5 because that age is kind of it's kind of a sweet spot for this type of education, because the kids are smart enough to know what you're teaching them, but at the same time, they're not too cool for school, so they'll pay attention.
They're still kind of sweet at that point. After third grade, forget it.
Then it stops.
Yeah. But we're going to expand more to the upper grades.
Oh, good.
And I think the food is kind of just the platform or the context that you're speaking within. And I think maybe the career as a chef is just something saying like, hey, you know, this guy's having an impact. You know, he seems like an important person. You know, maybe I should look into that. But it seems like those are almost kind of side effects, because they're learning about poetry.
Right.
You know, it's just you're building food, you know, I think a language that's one of those universal ones.
Oh, yeah.
Into the education, making it kind of a vehicle for the information that they're sharing. I've interviewed, you know, Paul Kahn out at Aspen about this, and I've talked with Matthias and we talked with Jason. It's one thing for chefs to get in there and maybe do a fundraiser or support a cause or help schools. This seems hard. Like, as you work with these guys all the time, like, what was that thought process on, like, here's what we want to accomplish? As difficult as maybe, this is kind of what we feel would be the best use of what we're doing.
Yeah, it is hard, and we've definitely learned a lot over the years. Initially, the program was at one school for 4 years, and we had chefs in every classroom developing curriculum that paired with the lunch that the students were eating in the cafeteria that day.
And
teaching things like math and science.
Exactly, and it was brilliant, but at a certain point we said, you know, we want this to be in every school. How do we scale this model? And realized we had to make some changes, and we've done some iterations along the way, but what we've come away with is that you can't take curriculum and drop it into a classroom. You can't send a chef into a classroom to teach math or science or social studies if there isn't sort of this deep partnership, like I was saying before, with the teachers, and having the teachers engaged in that process and really having them lead that charge around what their students need to be learning at any given time, so that it's connected to everything they're doing.
The good news is, too, is kids can learn how to help with dinner. And honestly, I think that my boys have asked, how you could teach me your meatball recipe. It's something that the family can do together, or, you know, maybe mom or dad is working late and they can help make dinner.
Yeah, it's when kids learn about food, and maybe it's learning about, you were just talking about a meatball recipe, maybe it's learning about different family recipes and their cultural traditions or something. It makes kids go home and say, you know, I want to be involved in this process. And
King so-and-so
we've heard from the parents over and over again.
Loved meatballs or something. Who knows?
That's true. That's true. Dane Neal, you just heard.
Who was Alex the meatball king?
Was the meatball king?
See, I want to go home and look it up.
We'll find out. Alex DeSorbo-Quinn is here. Dane Neal is here. And we're going to talk more about this. If you'd like to jump in, 312-981-7200 gets that done. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. It's Bill Leffin, it's Wendy Snyder, along with Dane Neal from Access Appetite and from The Dane Neal Show, and Alex DeSorbo-Quinn. We're talking about the Pilot Light program. Is this program unique to Chicago, or is this happening in other cities as well?
It's unique to Chicago for now, but we have plans in the future to expand.
What I love about it is, and there are so many great causes, worthwhile causes that do so many good works, and you'll preface it with that, but this is the kind of thing, you have communities, you have schools all across the country, and you have chefs working all across the country to whatever level, you know, depending on the community. But as a template, like this program of kind of weaving in, you know, taking, this is kind of harnessing that newfound kind of place in the community and level of celebrity that even chefs that aren't famous.
Mm-hmm.
Alex was telling me, you know, you have people like Paul Kahn, who's a famous chef, and or Matthias Murgeson, where they could charge thousands of dollars at a fundraiser for a package to cook. And these kids don't even know. They have no idea who they are. They're just excited that they're chefs.
Oh, sure.
It's like your local, you know, the fireman comes in and he's just,
yeah,
he's a regular, ordinary, awesome fireman,
yeah,
right? But, you know, they're celebrities in the community. That's the kind of thing that you could take and put anywhere and really kind of put those chefs to work on the support side in ways that I think they could pay a big dividend.
If schools are listening, actually people are back to school, but maybe they're listening to the podcast at WGNradio.com. How can people try and get their school to participate? I know you're filled for this year.
Yep. But we are in February 2017, we'll reopen applications, and teachers and schools can apply. It's a pretty rigorous process. We really want our teachers to be invested in the Pilot Light program and in bringing food education into their classrooms. But all the information is on our website and
PilotLightChefs.org.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Dane, there's a big event coming up that ties in.
Yeah, it's always good, no matter what good cause you have, to have decent support for it. And if you could build in a little bit of fun, maybe some awesome food, maybe Tom Colicchio from Top Chef, you know you've got yourself a winner. So, Alex, talk a little bit about the Feed Your Mind event. You guys have been doing it for a number of years. This one is going to be the biggest and the best, mm-hmm. and there's still ways for people to get involved, participate, support, and enjoy.
Yeah, it's like Dane said, it's called Feed Your Mind, and it's at Morgan Manufacturing on October 7th.
That's a great place.
Friday.
That is a great place.
It's huge, and we're planning on having at least 700 people coming. So it'll be a lot of fun. We've got about 20 chefs from throughout the city who will bring tastings, and we'll have mixologists and mm-hmm. great cocktails. And we have our special guest this year, who is Tom Colicchio, and he's a host of Top Chef, but he's also the founder of a nonprofit called Food Policy Action. So the work that he's doing in the nonprofit world to serve his community is very much aligned with Pilot Light.
Tom Colicchio, interviewed him a number of times, known him for a number of years. This is like, if you can have him involved with your event, like he doesn't get involved with things that he doesn't also believe in and think are good. He's done so much work on the, you know, in Washington, speaking before Congress for the whole school lunch thing and nutrition and all that kind of stuff. So he really walks the walk, and it's cool to have him there. I'm not sure what he'll do, because he just seems on the show, in person, he's relatively less crabby.
Oh, but, good.
But on the show, he's always so like stern. What do you have him doing at the event?
Well, he'll just be there shaking hands and saying a few words.
Rethink that. That Alex might not be good.
He'll be glaring, but in his signature way.
Right. That's good. I already know the answer to this, Alex, because I asked you off the air. But I said, long term, where is this Pilot Light program going? And you gave me something that's a year or so down the line, but it's very exciting.
Right, right. We're in the process of establishing a learning center for food education, and it will be this space where kids and teachers and chefs can come together and collaborate around teaching kids about food. And it'll be here in Chicago, of course. And they'll be...
Unless the Friends of the Park don't want it here.
Oh,
remember what happened with the Lucas. Don't get me started. she actually looked a little bit concerned.
Don't worry, they'll love it.
No,
they'll love it.
But yeah, we're really excited about it. We really believe that we need this brick and mortar space to do the work we're doing, and like Dane was saying, to scale it beyond Chicago, just having this hub of it here and bringing people in and taking what they learn, sort of
That's fantastic. Trainer
type thing, and taking what they learn back to their own communities.
And it's not, it's in the future, but it's not mm-hmm. way, way far off into the future.
No, summer 2017. So
that's great.
It's coming up.
Awesome.
Good. That's very, very good.
So PilotLightChefs.org for people to get, obviously schools, you know, to get more information on how they can participate next year, but also for everyone else to see how they can either go to the events or participate or find out what's going on, right?
Yep. And we're also on social media. We're on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. So you can also follow us there, all at Pilot Light Chefs.
Good. What a great thing you guys have going. Congratulations
great work
for all this.
Thanks.
Wonderful.
For having me.
Dane, thank you.
Thank you.
Great to see
you.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
Cut it out. Thanks, guys.
And thanks to Wendy, too.
Well, and Wendy's involved.
Thank me.
Wendy, you get some thanks.
Thanks.
We'll take a quick break, and then Kim Gordon has the news and more. Stick around. Bill and Wendy, WGN.